News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
With a surge in the use of city parks during lockdown, is it time to brighten up our drab city streets with fruit trees? Well, Éanan Éilíonna, wildlife expert and vice chair of the Tree Council of Ireland. I presume you think it's a good idea, Éanan?
Well, any kind of a tree is a good idea, I have to say. I must say, the people of Kilkenny did this a few years ago. They were celebrating one of their roundy anniversaries of their charter. I think it was 800 years. And they planted apple trees in public places all over Kilkenny City, which is a great idea. And people can eat the apples off them if they want to, if they like them. So it has been already happening. They've done it in Monaghan, I think, last year. They put orchards around the town as well in various places. I think it's an excellent idea because trees are good for the environment anyway. And we're always talking about biodiversity and stuff for birds and stuff for insects and stuff for butterflies. What about stuff for humans? So why not let us be eating the apples or maybe put up hazel trees and we could eat the nuts and things like that? I mean, why wouldn't this work?
Are they always suitable for urban areas? I'm thinking of the trees. There was a big kerfuffle a number of years ago when the trees were removed from O'Connell Street and replaced with different trees. I would argue the ones that are there now are far more suitable to an urban streetscape. But are they always suitable for urban areas?
The ones that were there before were plane trees, and they were planted way back in
the
1800s. Well, I mean, they weren't too big when they were planted, they just grew big. And O'Connell Street changed. I mean, the traffic in O'Connell Street 100 years later was quite different to when they were planted. But the thing about apple trees is if we're going to eat the apples, we don't really want them all covered with traffic dust and petrol fumes and that sort of thing. So that's a consideration in Seville in Spain. They have orange trees all over.
They do. We don't have their weather, in fairness.
Are conveniently covered in an orange skin. You don't eat the orange skin anyway, you know.
Yeah.
So you'd really be talking about putting your apple trees in a park, I suppose, or maybe off the main thoroughfare.
I'm tempted to say you're comparing apples and oranges.
Well, I am comparing apples and oranges indeed. And then we'd want to eat them because if they all fall off on the ground and squish, then people would be saying, oh, they're attracting wasps. Oh, they're attracting mice. Oh, they're attracting something else. It's like what Henry Ford said. If you want to do something, you'll think of every reason why it can happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And
if you don't want to do
the same thing, you'll think of every reason why it can't happen.
And they're native to this country. Like apple trees,
the crab apple is a native tree anyway, but your county, Armagh, is full of apples. I mean, people have front gardens. We have a city that's 25% of the green space inside the M50 are gardens. So people in their front gardens can put in an apple tree or they can even put in a native Irish cherry. Not these old Japanese florid things, they're horrid. But the proper Prunus avium, the proper wild Irish cherry, and then you can eat the cherries off those at this time of the year because cherries are in fruit in July. I mean, we could well do it. There's no problem. Of course we could.
I should give a shout out to Catherine Cleary, the outgoing food critic of the Irish Times. She set up pocketforest.ie, the idea to plant trees in people's gardens in urban areas. Pocketforest.ie, it's a great idea. So just if people want to check that out. Éanan, always great to talk to you. Éanan Éilíonna there, wildlife expert and vice chair of the Tree Council of Ireland.